Census officials won't be giving states the data they need to draw their legislative and congressional boundary lines until later this summer. As James Dawson reports, that puts Idaho officials on a time crunch.
Census Bureau officials told states they'd receive the data no later than July 30th, and it could take even longer. Historically, states get this data around March, the year after the census wraps up, according to NPR. Chief Deputy Secretary of State Chad Houck says all they've gotten from the Fed so far are geographic files.
But that doesn't do us any good until we have the numbers to drop into those shape files.
The new districts will be used when legislative candidates filed to run in March 2022 and every year after that through 2031. When the Bipartisan Redistricting Commission does meet, Jacqueline Kettler, a political science professor at Boise State, says it'll have to hold meetings across the state amid the coronavirus pandemic.
It just adds to all the complicated elements of this, right? This isn't an easy process anyways, and now you're trying to do it in a pandemic with really delayed data.
Houck says his office might run a bill to rearrange redistricting deadlines, but nothing has been finalized or introduced at the state legislature. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.